Hello, this is another review that isn't really food related for a change. In the Olympic Park now, inside the copper box for the first of the British women's goalball matches. And it's fairly busy. So yeah, it's UK v China. And I know China are one of the better teams. They certainly, I believe, have their athletes in full training. They don't have to work and live their life generally around training. So I think China are one of the favourites. The actual experience has been pretty good. Got into the Olympic Park about 40 minutes ago. Had to queue for tickets, go through really full airport-type security, get scanned, etc. Surprised my metal shoes didn't set off the scanner. I thought they had, and they beeped, but went through it and weren't particularly checked. So it's like airport, though perhaps not quite as tight. In general, queues have moved quite quickly. People have been fairly good-natured. There's been a couple of slight little hiccups, like people dedicated to the wrong queue because they had a disability, whereas the difference in the queues was actually one was for people just with general day passes. The others was for people like us with session-specific tickets. A bottle of Coke here is something like £2.70. I think it's might have been 260. Pretty fierce anyway. Obviously won't be doing an audio boo during the goalball itself because you've got to be quiet during the actual games. Heard there might be audio description, but no one's really made us aware of it or mentioned it as of yet. So yeah, it should be pretty good. I was trying to think, I mean, in terms of the acoustics and what it seemed like to me, walking through the Olympic Park reminded me a little bit of going to Alton Towers as a child. So lots of sort of concrete around, but quite a bit of landscaping as well. I certainly won't be trying the fodder here, because I've heard that burgers are about £7, and I'm simply not prepared to pay that. There'll be a limited amount of range anyway from the sponsors. Yeah, we met Louisa's mum and partner, Alan, and if it hadn't have been for them, really, I think finding our way all the way through the Olympic Park would have been quite a challenge. There are volunteers around, but I'm not sure if there's quite as many volunteers as there would have been at the Olympics themselves. I'm sure there'll be some information around somewhere about the amount of volunteers actually that are present here.